You know, when we think of abandonment, let me just talk about abandonment for a few minutes, and then let us suppose that he was in fact abandoned. But let us talk about abandonment. If you have a house and don't do anything to demolish or destroy or to any way devalue the house itself, except abandon it, abandonment alone will lead to the deterioration of the house. No water running through the pipes, no toilets being flushed, no lights being turned on. Doesn't sound like it would be abusive, but actually the isolation of leaving the house to itself, by itself, causes it to deteriorate at a far more rapid rate than it would be if you used it. Abandonment has an effect on a house. Abandonment has an effect on a car. If you put your car in the garage and you don't drive it for a couple of years and try to start it, you'll find out that it doesn't start and that the battery's gone down and little things have gone wrong with it, because there's something about using it. There's something about moving in it. There's something about it being used for its intended use is helpful to its survival. But if you stop using it for its intended use, it begins to deteriorate for the absence of your attention, and it suffers from abandonment. Now, if a house or a car suffers from abandonment, let's talk about people. The one thing that God said was not good out of all the things that he created is he said it is not good for man to be alone. Because when we are left alone, there is a feeling of abandonment that overwhelms us, that is dangerous, that can shorten our lifespan, not because of our heart disease, not because of our lungs disease, just because we are isolated and confined. We begin to deteriorate, much like the house or the car. It is so important that you don't even need a person to be with you. It is a statistical fact that if you have a pet, if you have something living in your house, something you have to take care of, something that you have to feed and laugh and play with, that it begins to build a certain amount of resilience and strength in your life. It is not good to be alone. It's not good to be alone. That feeling of abandonment can affect all of your life, not just to the elderly, but to the young. To be abandoned by your mother, it's something that stays with you all of your life. There may be a good reason for it, but it stays with you all of your life. To be abandoned by your father affects you all of your life. It affects how you see things. It affects how you need people. It affects how far you will go out to get their attention and keep their attention, and how you want to please them, because you have in fact been abandoned. It affects your approach to life itself. Some of the symptoms are you always want to please others. You become a people pleaser, or you're giving too much in your relationships. Anything to get you to stay with me. An inability to trust people. Some people lose their ability to trust other people. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about other people. Pushing others away to avoid rejection. You won't let anybody in because you don't want to go through that kind of disappointment again. And so you find an excuse to push them away. They weren't even there for the abandonment, but they get the punishment for the abandonment because you won't let them in. Feeling insecure in romantic partnerships and friendships, creating codependent relationships, are all a result of being abandoned. It's a scary feeling. It's a scary feeling. It affects every other feeling you have the rest of your life. The good news is there's healing for it. There's help for it. There's things that you can do to build back the absent places, to finally bring yourself to a place of healing and therapy and theology in concert, help you to know that you were never alone. You only thought you were. That God had a plan for your life. And it may have even included you going through a period of abandonment to create a thirst in you for God in a way that you would not otherwise have that thirst for him. You have to be able to translate the bad into good, the oil into fire, the pain into purpose. You have to be able to translate it, but some people get stuck in the pain of it and they never get to the power and the purpose of it, and they can't translate it.